For KBIA News, I'm Haram Helmi. A Missouri House panel has canceled a scheduled hearing about the state's controversial execution procedures. Committee Chairman Jay Barnes says he called off Tuesday's hearing after learning that Department of Corrections Director George Lombardi was not going to attend it. Barnes says he didn't want a one-sided hearing and hopes to reschedule at a later date. It wasn't immediately clear why Lombardi wasn't going to be there. The House Government Oversight and Accountability Committee was going to look into concerns that the department is obtaining its execution drug from a compounding pharmacy in Oklahoma that's not licensed in Missouri. Barnes says he also wants to examine how the department determines that all legal appeals are exhausted before carrying out executions. Federal investigators who visited a pet foods plant near Joplin found potential dangers to the health of employees, but the company had closed the plant before a follow-up visit could be arranged. Eight former workers at the plant sued Mars Petcare last year, alleging they were exposed to a fumigant that made them sick. The Joplin Globe reports investigators with the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health visited the plant in December 2012 at the request of some employees. The team found evidence of dust, high mold samples, and the potential for release of a chemical that has been linked to a lung disease. A spokesperson for the company says the decision to close the plant in June 2013 was driven by the economy and not by the health report. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon is delivering his sixth State of the State address tonight and presenting his recommended budget for the fiscal year starting July 1st. The speech and spending recommendations are a starting point for the Republican-led legislature. It is uncertain how successful the Democratic governor will be at winning approval for his proposals. Lawmakers and the governor still disagree about how much Missouri will have in the Treasury to spend for the 2015 fiscal year. The split means the legislature is likely to look for places to cut from Nixon's budget proposals. Nixon wants to fully fund Missouri's school formula before his term ends in 2017 and has said he plans a significant down payment this year toward hitting that target. Currently, Missouri provides about $3 billion annually in basic aid for school districts, which is about $600 million short of what currently is called for by the formula. The governor also wants additional funding for higher education. Nixon is also renewing his push to expand Missouri's Medicaid health care program to more lower-income adults. He also hopes to restore caps on campaign donations. Both proposals were featured in the governor's State of the State speech last year, and neither received a warm reception from the legislature. House Speaker Tim Jones is giving the Republican response to Nixon's speech. Jones also gave the GOP speech last year and is considering a campaign for statewide office in 2016. A Missouri man who won a $2 million lottery earlier this month purchased his winning ticket in Columbia. Brian Beaudria of Sullivan bought the ticket at Moser's convenience store in Columbia. He says he plans to invest the money and use some of it to help people in need. For KBIA News, I'm Harum Helmi.